around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, August 2nd, 2025. Here we go again on the fastest 2 hours in travel as we talk everything and anything in the world of travel. Everything and anything in the world of travel.
Everything and anything.
And I always like to say everything and then anything. People sometimes say, Robert, shouldn't it be anything before everything? I'm like, no, everything happens before anything. So, anyway. All right, well, good morning, everybody. We are off and rolling here, I guess. I'm going to share with you 1 week from today, Mary and I depart for Vancouver as we make our way up to America's 49th state from there. And it's going to be our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. That's going to be happening for 2 weeks up there in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And for those of you listening who booked your travels to join us, we're looking forward to meeting all of you aboard the Seabourn Quest. So, by the way, Mary, it is not lost on me. Here we are. I just said August 2nd. I mean, you know, where's the year gone?
I don't know. I was at the drugstore one night this week, and I was in line, and the lady behind me goes really loudly, pumpkins? And I'm like, what?
I've seen that in the stores. The Halloween candy and everything.
All the pumpkin Reese's peanut butter cups are out.
That's unbelievable. So, well, listen, you know, Rudy's got a heavier load today on the show. He's getting himself ready for it. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour for the C&D blocks. Bobby, you know, I want to know what the good word is from down there in Dallas at the Network Command Center. How was your trip out to California and Cowboys training camp this week?
It was good. We avoided a tsunami watch. That was fun. Never been under one of those before.
And you were on the West Coast for that, right?
Yeah, we were right out there. We were told, just check your notes at like 12:30 in the morning to make sure there's nothing coming.
Get up to about the 25th floor and hope the foundation's strong.
Yeah, well, we were in a 3-floor building, so we were kind of limited. But we were right in the pier, so that wasn't going to be great. But we ended up being fine, and flew back on Friday night, and good to be back home in Texas.
Yeah, so it's good to have you here, because otherwise, I'm not sure how the show would happen today, so we'll have to see. So, by the way, you know, I know you lived in Tennessee at one point. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on the 90,000 people they're projecting right now who are going to break a record tonight as the Braves and Reds play at Bristol Motor Speedway? That's going to be very cool, having a baseball game in at a track, you know, for racing.
Yeah, I like all the different types of alternate games Major League Baseball does. So like the Field of Dreams game was really cool to me. This one will be cool. I like the alternate uniforms everybody's going to be wearing tonight to look like the race car decals, mm-hmm, and different things like that. So no, I always think these sort of things are great.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
It's something to watch tonight. No question about it.
Absolutely. Well, it's too bad RJ is not on the show today for that conversation.
He's at a different track right now.
Yes, he is. But also because he would definitely have some comments on the results of our latest travel polls. So I'm going to share them with you now. And thank you to all of you who voted them at rmworldtravel.com. They were road trip centric. So the first one we asked, what's the longest road trip you've taken? 25% of you said 6 to 10 days. 24% of you said 3 to 5 days. 18% of you said it's on my bucket list. 14% 1 to 2 days. 12% several weeks. And 6% of you, lucky ducks, more than 6 weeks you've taken a road trip.
Well, I would say 6 to 10 days. That's about right, it seems to me.
Yeah. So actually, I have some stats here from United Tires, who did a research study on this. The average for an American road trip, the average number of days is 5. And the average number of hours driven per day is 13 hours. And then the average, I'm going to ask you this because you don't like to stop.
I don't, no.
On road trips.
It's all about the time for me.
How many hours do you think most people stop, most Americans?
Well, most people.
On a 12-hour, yeah.
I'd say they probably stop.
I'd
say at least probably 2 stops they'd make on the trip. It probably wouldn't shock me if you tell me it's 3.
According to this, it's every 2 hours.
Yeah, that's too much. I mean, come on. Unless, it's all about the time.
Yeah. You know even it. I think that's a little much.
Listen, I mean.
And I like to stop.
both of our sons were here from Detroit up to Mackinac Island.
But see, is that a road trip? Because that's just getting you from the destination to the destination.
No,
isn't
that
a road trip? You stop
to
look
me,
at the sights?
We had a ferry to catch, and I know that there was bathroom issues.
Okay, you know what? Let's not go down that path.
guys, we're making it. Let's go. Yeah. We'll deal with this later. So anyway, all right, go to question two.
All right, what region of America was your longest road trip? 28% of you chose Southeast. 19% of you said Mid-Atlantic. 16% Midwest. 14% West Coast. 12% Northeast. 10% Other. And shout out to the Pacific Northwest and Southwest.
Well, that fits out
there. I'm kind of thinking that might fall into Other.
Yeah, listen, we road tripped in every one of those regions, Mary.
We have?
The Midwest, and I would say the West Coast, probably the most memorable to me that we've done.
Actually, we're going to answer a listener email on a road trip.
Oh, yes,
Southwest,
we do.
Southeast road trip.
Emails are coming up towards the end of the show today, so we will do that, actually, from one of our affiliates that wrote into us, which we like that. So, all right, well, new travel polls will be going up on the website today, so go check them out when you get a minute. Last week, by the way, on the show, we were joined by Secretary Sean Duffy. We've heard from many of you, by the way, this week, and thank you for that about that engaging conversation. I'm bringing it up again because, you know, during our discussion, he asked us for something that involves all of you who listen to this program week after week. First, the interview is now archived on our show website. If you want to hear it again, or perhaps you missed last week's show, we would encourage you to go listen to it. But to cut to the chase, so Secretary Duffy asked us to share with him comments from all of you on ways he can work to help make travel better in our country. So we've gotten a number of those this week, but we want more to put them all together. We will be sharing them with him, but I'm bringing it up again now. So if you want to make sure that your comments are included in what we share, go to the Contact Us tab on our show website, rmworldtravel.com, and just send them to us.
So, yeah, all comments count. So
exactly.
Whatever you think, just write in and share it with us.
Let's go to the Travel News Roundtable.
All right. So Delta Airlines said this week that they have not used artificial intelligence to set prices for flights following criticism from congressional lawmakers and a lot of consumers. This was a news story a few weeks ago that they were using AI for that. In a letter to Congress, the Atlanta-based carrier said its ticket prices are dictated by market dynamics and vigorous competition. There is no fare product Delta has ever used, is testing, or plans to use that targets customers with individual prices based on personal data. And our ticket pricing never takes into account personal data. This is from Ed Bastian. Now, Delta did say it was evaluating AI to enhance parts of its business, such as answering, you know, complex questions from customers and maybe improving resolution times as well as helping the crew in scheduling, but not for ticket pricing.
Interesting.
They were emphatic that they are not doing that.
That's good.
That was all over the news a few weeks ago. Yeah.
So this week, the Trump Justice Department, they approved the United Airlines JetBlue Alliance. So that's good news we see there. The downward spiral of Spirit Airlines continues. They are going to furlough 270 pilots this fall, effective November 1st, just in time for the Thanksgiving Day and Christmas rush. They also have another 140 pilots here, They're going to be demoted on October 1st, so I would say morale is not high there. And this I just found interesting. If you haven't heard, as a country, you know, we're getting ready to celebrate our America 250. This week, something happened that's going to create for the first time in our nation, Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroads, they announced a landmark merger deal that's going to create America's first transcontinental railroad linking more than 50,000 miles from coast to coast. So now, you know, this is going to involve freight and cargo, right? Mm-hmm. But it's the first time ever, you know, like I say at the top of the show, we're going to now have a railroad operator that can go coast to coast and border to border. Love it. So interesting. All right. As we get ready to head into this first commercial break for the day, when we return, Travel Guard COO Robert Gallagher joins the show. Chief Travel Leader Conversations next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's go, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.com/United States, or find that link at rememeraldtravel.com under sponsors.
True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, we certainly do appreciate all the awards the show has won. As Mary and I now move into today's B-Block, folks, and this program transmits out to our nearly 610 weekly stations across the USA, the Chief Travel Leader Conversation is going to have our focus these next 10 minutes. It's been a while since we last spoke with our first guest of the day, but you've heard us talk about his company with great frequency here.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And Travel Guard Travel Insurance has been a terrific show partner for many years, and they're the company we've always personally used when we travel long before we became partners. So our longtime listeners will recognize the voice of Robert Gallagher, who's about to join us via our show hotline. He's the COO and head of the Americas for Travel Guard.
All right, Mary, let's do this. Robert, well, it is always nice having you on the program with Mary and me. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much, Robert. Always a pleasure to be with you and Mary. It's been a while now, and great to connect.
Well, we've always enjoyed having you on and look forward to these. So, you know, I frankly can't believe where the year has gone. It was back in mid-January that Jeff Rutledge joined us on air. We were discussing the acquisition of Travel Guard by Zurich Insurance and what was unfolding as Zurich Covermore was created. You've been with Travel Guard now, Robert, I believe, for over 20 years. You've certainly seen a lot of growth and change during that time. I'd love just to get a highlight from you, you know, share your thoughts on how the transition to Zurich has progressed and some of the ways it's benefiting the company or, by direct extension, travelers.
Sure. Thanks, Robert. You know, it's been a great opportunity for us. I think, you know, in terms of our former parent company and the strategic direction in which they want to take that company, and it being a change for us, and then our new parent and the strategic direction that they want to take, you know, their business, which very much involves travel, we found ourselves in a very good place. We've gone from one great company to another under the name, to your point, under the name Zurich Covermore. We are, you know, bringing together a number of quality businesses that are all travel businesses, whether it be travel insurance, you know, managing general agent, claim servicing, travel assistance, you know, all under one. And I think that right now the synergy between those businesses is very, very favorable. And it's a great opportunity for us to build a formidable global travel insurance and assistance business at this stage. So we're all very excited about it still, and enthusiastically, you know, developing what, again, we believe to be a great company.
Well, that's great. Exciting time for you guys. Thank you, Robert. So in addition to your very busy corporate duties with Travel Guard, you're also the president of the U.S. Travel Insurance Association. So I'd love to have you talk a little bit about USTIA and it adding, I would think, greater integrity to the travel insurance industry overall. And I'm curious what you've done with them and if it's helping you in your role with Travel Guard.
Sure. Thanks, Mary. Actually, there is a lot of, you know, there is a lot of crossover, certainly in terms of my role at Zurich Covermore as now head of North America for Zurich Covermore, still very much responsible for Travel Guard as the senior vice president and chief operating officer there. And then, as you said, you know, this is my second year as president of the U.S. Travel Insurance Association, and we're doing good work. You know, we have three overarching strategic objectives, all related to advocacy, education and awareness, and membership value. And advocacy, to your point about integrity, advocacy is really about advocating for, you know, consumer-centric regulation, industry standards, and industry standards being the rules by which all market players, abide.
Sure.
And again, back to consumer-centric, with everything pointed towards consumer fairness. And then education and awareness is a continuing effort to really message to the general public about the value of travel insurance and assistance.
Listen, Robert, you've got a busy load there, no question about it. Mm-hmm. So, all right, we're going to add to that a little bit because we always like to get your thoughts on things we hear from our show fans when you're on with us. And a question we're getting with greater frequency, it seems, is folks asking us whether they should be supplementing their travel insurance coverage beyond what they may be offered or have from their premium credit cards. So Mary and I, we take out travel insurance plans from Travel Guard whenever we travel. Absolutely, internationally, we always do. We also happen to have premium credit cards. So that clearly hasn't stopped us, which is what we share when folks ask us. But what say you, Robert?
That's very personal because I go through that process every year with my personal travel, where it's all part of the trip planning process in taking into consideration where I'm going, how long I'm going to be gone, what I'm going to be doing when I get there, and the risks that may be associated with my travel itinerary. I get this question a lot, actually, as the president of USTIA. And I like to respond with my own experience in that I've traveled to Italy twice over the last couple of years, and I buy travel insurance for every single trip, every single personal trip, certainly, because of the value that's embedded, right, whether it's domestic or international, because of the value that's embedded there. But when planning my trip to Italy, I looked at the benefits that I had with my premium credit card. It just so happened that premium credit card didn't include collision damage for a rental car in Italy. So I needed that additional coverage. And then I wanted something broader in terms of post-departure coverage as it pertains to, not only accidental medical, but also assistance and medical evacuation. So I actually knew that I had my benefits with my premium credit card. I supplemented with a collision damage waiver plan, and then I bought a comprehensive program for post-departure. So it really is a matter of, the trip planning process and buying the product that best meets your needs.
I actually want you to expand on something. I'm changing my question for you as I'm listening to you because, with America's 250 coming up next year, there are already predictions. There are already a large number of bookings happening domestically. And you just said something very key. A lot of people think they only need travel insurance when they're going internationally. Can you make a quick case for why people just generally should really consider it for domestic travel as well?
It really is the cost of travel disruption, all right? And, with the weather and, the issues that mm-hmm. we're seeing with commercial aviation and anything else that may fall into the unexpected occurrence category, there are costs associated with that. And so if you need to reaccommodate and that reaccommodation is not covered for whatever reason, if there are additional expenses associated with the travel disruption, travel interruption, then your travel insurance policy will cover you. The other thing, too, is if you've invested in a domestic trip, trip cancellation, despite what's happened in the commercial aviation industry with transportation credits now, electronic transportation credits being a thing as opposed to non-refundable airfare, still, mm-hmm. There's opportunity for recovering actual cash out of pocket in the event you have a covered reason for trip cancellation. So, buying trip insurance for domestic is as common sense as buying mm-hmm. Trip insurance for okay. international. Well, again, it goes back to what are the needs, what are the risks, what does your trip look like, what are the risks you want to cover,
right.
what are your needs.
I agree with all that. Listen,
yeah.
we're headed to Alaska, we'll have it. We'll be in Hawaii back in October, we'll have it. But it's about 5 to 7%, of your travel cost, for a travel insurance policy. I would also throw out for health insurance purposes, that's a whole other issue, which we don't have time to get into today.
But it's important.
Robert, we got about a minute with you right now. Do you find as well maybe a common misperception that you think people have about travel insurance and you want to correct it right now?
That there's no value. And there is story after story after story about those that have benefited from having purchased a travel insurance policy, regardless of what that policy looks like. There are a lot of testimonials out there that pay tribute to the value of travel insurance.
Yeah, and people we know, Mary, testimony. You know, we did something a year ago, and we were with somebody. They had their travel guard, which we appreciated, their travel guard plan, and they had to pay for medical, actually, out of pocket, but they were fully reimbursed.
No questions asked. Yeah.
Would have cost them something like, you know, about $20,000 otherwise. So,
if not more.
Yeah, exactly. So, Robert, listen, a sincere thank you for spending some time with us on today. You always bring it. So that's what we actually do enjoy when we have you on the show, as I said earlier. Give our best to Jeff, Ron, and the team. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Sure will. Robert, Mary, thank you so much. Great to be with you. You do the same.
Thank you, Robert. Take care.
Love you guys. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well.
You know, as I hear that call and there, I'm thinking to myself, folks, you know, there's a reason why we're such strong advocates for travel insurance. It's why we have Jeff and Robert and the team on the show regularly. And, you know, why we're so high, especially on TravelGuard.com/carry. First, anytime we get to partner on this show with a company that we use ourselves, it's a win for us, right? But let's say you spend $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 on your next trip for, as I said, an extra 5 to 7% to safeguard yourself and the investment that you're making. It's a no-brainer, right? And if you get hurt or run into some sort of agita, it's just smart to be protected. So anyway, all right, well, there goes Robert Gallagher. Nice talking to him.
Yes, let's get him on a little bit sooner rather than later.
Producers, listen to that.
Yep.
So there we go. All right, as we head into this bottom of the hour break, we've got such a diverse amount of things still to come your way today. Today's an NCF day on the program. Also, installments of The Right Stuff, deals of the week, listener emails, and so much more are coming your way. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. The early access Labor Day sales just started, and if you act today, you can save 20%. A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. And unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facilities. And each mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and then shipped directly from their facility to your door. This is a terrific quality mattress that's affordable. Now, to find out which mattress works best for you, just take their sleep quiz and take about 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress will be shipped, as I said, straight to your door free of charge. If you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus. That's a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress that's endorsed by child sleep experts. And as a show fan, you'll receive a 100-night risk-free trial. These mattresses were named the number one mattresses by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So save 20% at Helix, that's H-E-L-I-X, Helix Sleep, all one word, helixsleep.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. All right, I want you to pretend for a moment that you live in Phoenix and that you have a favorite Mexican restaurant in Denver. Would you ever think of boarding a plane in the morning, flying to Denver to have lunch at that Mexican restaurant you love, and flying home after lunch for less than the cost of lunch in your hometown? Well, people do that, as my next guest reported recently in the Wall Street Journal in an article
on extreme day trips. Aaron Gifford's a travel and outdoor writer who suggests there's no reason every trip has to be a special occasion with lots of planning and packing of bags and finding a place to stay. Aaron, welcome to the show. Extreme day trips obviously refers to one-day round-trip excursion. You say there are many ways to do that fairly easily, both in the U.S. and Europe. Tell me. Convince me.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a fun topic. This has become it's something people are really getting into, especially Frontier Airlines flyers, not to promote Frontier, but they've got this really new cool, it's called the Go Wild Pass. So basically, it's kind of an all-you-can-eat subscription service for flights. And a lot of flyers who are in kind of those big Frontier markets like Denver and Atlanta, they're really taking advantage of this. As you mentioned in your intro, this guy I interviewed, he lives in Phoenix. He's done 50 or 60 of these day trips because he has found that it is so easy to find kind of a 6 a.m., 7 a.m. flight, you know, get on a 1 or 2 hour flight, go somewhere new, go to San Diego, go to Houston, wherever that's not too far away, you know, eat lunch, do a few attractions, and then come back that day. You now, really have to have a lot of flexibility, as you can imagine. But if you do, a lot of people are really maximizing this pass.
Now, you pay a few hundred bucks for this pass for the year,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's about $599 for an annual pass. Sometimes they run promotions. Exactly. But I mean, when you think about it, it's $600 for the year. And then each flight is about $15 per segment. You know, so this gentleman and his wife, they were paying about $60 for the both of them to go to Denver for the day. And when you think about it, that is really less than, you know, going into downtown Scottsdale for dinner that night.
Sure.
You can't
get out of there with less than
$60 spent.
I agree. If you're going to use that pass for the year, it's worth it. Doesn't Southwest have a similar pass?
That's a great question. I know there's been a lot of changes with Southwest these days.
True.
So that's who knows anymore?
And in Europe, there's Ryanair, there's EuropeAir. I mean, my daughter lives in outside London in Brighton, and she can go to Gatwick Airport and fly to her summer home in Bordeaux. I mean, for less than it back and forth, for less than it takes her to take an Uber from her house to the Gatwick, and she lives close to Gatwick.
Exactly.
So
I mean,
Europe's
this is a great place too. Super popular. Exactly. This is super popular, especially in England, where there are several airports that can travel all across, you know, mainland Europe. People are just going like Wizz Air and EasyJet and Ryanair. They have a ton of these great budget airlines. And it's just amazing the places you can go for the day. You know, Venice, Rome, Bordeaux, as you mentioned. I mean, it's a fantastic lifestyle.
And now the things to be careful of are, obviously, if your flight gets canceled and you have no alternative because you have to take the same airline back, you might have to pay for a hotel. Or I think you point out the example, somebody went to a beach or it was raining and they had to get back on the plane with a wet everything, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I interviewed this guy named Kevin Droniak. He is kind of the ultimate extreme day tripper. If you go on his Instagram, he's gone as far as Egypt. He's gone to Paris. He's gone to Colorado. His base is in New York City. This guy really takes it to the extreme. He's done a couple of different day trips to the Caribbean, though, and his videos are fantastic because he really does point out that, you know, it's not all, you know, fun and games. Like, if you get rained on, you really are out there with just a wet shirt. And you might be on the plane back home wearing wet clothes or, you know, not feeling or smelling as nice as you would. But, you know, if you really take it easy, don't try to do too much. A lot of times he just wants to relax. He just goes, relaxes on a beach. I mean, can you imagine just, you know, you've got the hustle of New York City. You get on a plane that morning and you're on a beach in Puerto Rico. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of the Caribbean as one of the alternatives, but I guess if your package, you know, if they fly there and they've got a deal, you know, take it. I mean, you don't always have to buy a package. We have to wrap it up here, but Aaron, but you know, also there are cheap last minute flights often on every airline if you check them out.
I mean, that's basically what he does. So Kevin, unfortunately, is not in a, you know, Frontier serve market, or not one where a lot of flights go in and out of there.
Right.
So he kind of looks around at a lot of different airlines. Usually on Google Flights is kind of his go-to for finding last-minute airfares.
Agreed. Aaron Gifford's a travel writer based in D.C., in suburban Virginia, to be honest. You can read her article on extreme day trips on her website, Aaron Grifford, GRIFFORD.com. Just scroll on down the homepage and look for an article headlined An 8-Hour Vacation. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. That was fun.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Well, it's happened with our friends at buyraycon.com/carry, as their everyday earbuds classic are back and better than ever. The latest and vastly improved version of everyday earbuds classic now features active noise cancellation, the one thing they were missing and you could only get on their more expensive models. Pair this with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery, and your Raycon will never leave your ears. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know, but at about half the price. This is great news, and Icon has returned better than ever. Get yours today with free shipping on every pair, and right now they're offering 20% off these fan-favorite everyday earbuds classic. Plus, they come with a full happiness guarantee return policy, no question asked. Get 20% off at buyraycon, that's R-A-Y-C-O-N, and be sure to put the code CARRY, buyraycon.com/carry, or as always, you can find a direct link at rmworld.com by looking under sponsors. I don't know anybody who doesn't like a yard sale, but you know about what is certainly the country's longest yard sale? It's about 690 miles long. It happens on Friday of this coming week, August 7th, Thursday through Sunday. And here to explain it to me and you is Josh Randall. He's the Director of Media Relations and Sponsorships for what's called the 127 Yard Sale. Josh, welcome to the show. All right, describe for us this 690-mile route and what I'd find on it beginning next Thursday.
So the route goes from Addison, Michigan, up in the north, all the way down to Gadsden, Alabama in the south. It covers six states, so it's very huge. And you can find just about anything on this route. I have yet to have anybody ask me about a particular item that I haven't seen on the route. I mean, everything from antiques to collectibles to car parts to all your common yard sale items, you can find just about anything.
Well, are these antique stores or used furniture or goods stores putting things? Are these individuals?
For the most part, these are individuals. So there'll be properties along the route where multiple different sellers will set up all grouped together. Sometimes it's just somebody's personal property, and they'll be having a typical yard sale. You can kind of find a mix of anything on this route, but definitely lots of regular yard sales. And then you can also find people who kind of curate specific types of items like Pyrex or cast iron or antique furniture and all those kinds of things.
Well, clearly they have to sign up beforehand because you have to have something that someone driving a car on the route can find their specific yard, right?
Say that again?
How does someone driving down find the specific yard as they're driving?
Okay, I mean, all you have to really do is just get on the route and you're going to see the yard sales. There's really no need to worry about finding specific locations in advance. You can look at our website at 127yardsale.com, and we have a listing of major vendor stops. Those are the locations with big groups of vendors. But all the regular yard sales along the route, they're either right on the route or they're going to be just slightly off the route, and you'll see signs on the corners of the road, just kind of like you would on a Saturday morning. But yeah, all people need to do is get on the route and drive. They're not going to miss anything. There's really no reason to overplan beforehand.
But I find the route at your website, right?
Yeah, you can find the specific route at our website. We have an interactive Google map, so you can zoom in down to the town level and see everything in detail and see exactly where it might go through an area close to where you live.
Well, you refer to these large groups in some place destinations. People have grouped together into one place. Is this someplace that is maybe open all summer, or is it just for this particular event?
Yeah, it's generally just for this event. Some of these locations do other things at different times of the year. Sometimes, you know, it's fairgrounds or agricultural centers, places like that. And then for this particular event, they allow a bunch of vendors to come in there and set up. So, but for the most part, it's just individual homes, and it'll be literally just a field. And for example, in Pikeville, Tennessee, that's a farmer's land, and he allows vendors to set up during this time frame and come in and sell stuff. But the rest of the time, it would be used just as a field.
This is so unusual. How long has this been going on?
It originated in 1987, so this is the 39th year this has taken place. And it was an idea from the officials in Jamestown, Tennessee, to draw travelers off the main highways and bring them to some of these rural areas. And to this day, the route is still largely passes through very rural areas, except for a couple of big cities like Cincinnati and Chattanooga, Tennessee. The rest of it is very rural, goes through kind of farm country and small little quaint towns. And so it's really a great thing.
And do you get more people selling every year?
Yeah, we've got tons of interest in this event. So many people come back. I mean, the large majority of people that come are returning from previous years. They just love it. And yeah, it's just growing every year. We have a Facebook group that just reached 90,000 members. A Facebook page is 180,000. And that's not everybody. That's just the ones that follow us on the internet.
What a great way to see rural America. Josh Randall is the Director of Media Relations and Sponsorships. And you can find out about the route and see what's on the route by going to 127yardsale.com. Josh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
I tell you, is America the greatest country or what? A 700-mile-long yard sale. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we roll right along on this August 2nd broadcast, everyone, and Mary and I reconnect with all of you for the E-Block. After next week's show, well, we are headed to Alaska, as you've been hearing us talk about, and we're going to get a preview of the wildlife that's there over these next 7 minutes of the show. But first, well, we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
We all love enjoying restaurant-quality meals when we travel, and now we can help make whatever you're cooking or barbecuing at home championship quality. It's going to get you on the food now. Network. The new Chef IQ Sense is a cooking sensor. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but it's wireless and it's a lot smarter. All you do is enter whatever you're cooking into the Chef IQ Sense app. Then you choose precisely how you want it cooked, well done, medium, medium rare, rare, whatever you want. And then Chef IQ Sense will monitor and precisely predict when the food is done, and it's going to send you an alert to your smartphone when you're ready to eat.
You know, this is the world's smartest, most simple to use wireless cooking sensor. As a listener of our show, you can get access to the special flash sale that's going on. You're going to save 15% today at chefiq.com with promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
A few years ago now, we took the show up to Anchorage and based ourselves south of the city in Girdwood. We drove out to the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center, and that experience was something I truly hope you all get to enjoy at some point. And since we're leaving after next week's show for the big Let's Go America tour in Alaska, we thought we'd check in to see how the center is doing, because as I said, it's a great place to explore if you're in the area. Joining us now is their executive director, Sarah Howard.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Hello. How's it going?
It is going well today. Thank you very much for getting up early to join us on the show. We appreciate that. You know, a few years ago, it's been since Mary and I were up there, but we still fondly remember that scenic drive coming down from Anchorage as we headed to Girdwood, and even more so as we were traveling along all the mountains and water there on the Seward Highway. You're just off the roadway in Portage Valley. It's 200 acres or so of such unique and very Alaskan place to visit. So we were told you started as an intern in 2012. Talk about how the center is now and how it's evolved.
You know, sometimes when I think about how long I've been around and where we've come, and I look at some of my old pictures, it's like kind of mind-blowing to see how far this place has really grown. So yeah, you know, I started back in 2010 as an intern, and when I graduated from school, I came on full-time in 2012, and yeah, it's just kind of a whirlwind. Been able to stick around and fill a couple of different roles over the years, and somehow magically I'm finding myself serving as executive director. And being able to improve facilities, you know, we have a full-on vet team now. It's been a pretty awesome wild ride.
Congratulations on your role and your journey there. And, you know, this was one of our favorite experiences in Alaska, Sarah. And I think mainly because any wildlife that we hadn't come upon in the wild, we were able to see a lot of it at this center and safely. And the people can come and drive, or they can walk the looped road we walked a lot to visit. Talk a little bit about the visitor experience and what they can see.
Yeah, so, you know, coming to Alaska and being a kid myself, the Alaska wildlife is a huge draw for Alaska. And what we do here at the Wildlife Center, you know, we're a nonprofit dedicated to preserving native Alaskan wildlife through conservation, education, research, and quality animal care. We pride ourselves on being a place that people can come have close interactions with these animals in a safe way. It's an opportunity for us to teach you how to be in bear country, how to be in moose country, because even just walking around Anchorage, you can be on a trail that's in one of the downtown parks. That's actually how one of our moose arrived here at the Wildlife Center. Their mom was unfortunately dispatched in one of the downtown parks in Anchorage because she charged someone across the river and the calf was right there. So the mom unfortunately was put down, but the calf was able to be rescued. And when the animals come here to the Wildlife Center, we have an opportunity to be stewards for these wildlife and then also help guests and visitors be stewards for these wildlife, because ultimately we want the wildlife to remain wild. But when they have to come into our care, it allows that opportunity for us to have the interaction so guests can connect with the wildlife. They can see why we all care and why we love these animals, and hopefully walk away from here feeling empowered to do good on the animals when they're out exploring in their neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. Well
so, said. And Mary and I, after next week's show, we leave for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise, and we're going to be in the lower part of the state for the Inside Passage. We're going to see so much wildlife, certainly. But one of the things that I recall very vividly when we were there with our sons, it was the wood bison restoration project, Sarah. I mean, so is there any update on this? Because these bison were nearly extinct at one point.
Yeah, we got some pretty cool updates since the time that you guys were last here. You know, we had the big release in 2015, was a major success. The Wildlife Center has been able to be a part of this program since early 2010-ish. More bison came in, and then we had a very steady breeding program until the first herd was released in 2015. And that's actually, you know, the wood bison are kind of how I got my foot in the door here to stick around full time. I remember talking with the founder about needing someone to take care of all these bison, because I'm not kidding, we had them coming out of our ears. And I just remember sitting down with him in his living room going, I'll feed those bison every day if you need it. And he was like, okay, well, job's yours. And we grew our herd to almost 160 animals before the release happened in 2015. And of those 155, I think, technically, because we only had 25 remain afterwards. and we released 130 of them between barge and plane out to the Innoko. And that's not where we stopped, though. The program continued and kept going because the hope for more future releases was still kind of the end goal.
Yeah, it was a major thing, and still is, and I'm glad you've had continued success with that, so I appreciate you giving us the update. Sarah, unfortunately, we're on a hard clock, so it goes by quickly in this program. I want to just throw out the website for folks. They can go find out their own information and plan a visit. Just alaskawildlife.org, alaskawildlife.org. Sarah, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Take care. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, there goes Sarah. Still remember when we were there in Girdwood walking with that bell in the woods for the bears. That was always
something as well.
So. All right. The Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center is how we'll put a wrap on Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is going to begin in 7 minutes with the National Communal Forum. Another diverse 60 minutes still ahead. Keep those radios locked in. We'll be back with you after this top of the hour break. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. And be sure to connect with us on our social media.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.